Welcome to today's broadcast. I'm Creflo Dollar, and today we are continuing our series of messages on dealing with your emotions. And today we're talking about living by faith, not by emotions. I want you to learn how to allow faith to govern your life and not your senses, and know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So prepare your hearts as we bring you another life-changing message on dealing with your emotions. There is a thing where psychology, you have to talk about psychology versus spirituality. Now, some of this stuff you may agree with, some of this stuff you may not agree with, but I need to say it to you. So I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget anything. And I want you to just pay attention to this and just think it through with me. Psychology says, I picked like four things that I know of, things that I experienced myself as a therapist, things that I know, how I was trained to do certain things. And here's what I picked out. Psychologists say, give vent to our emotions and allow them to run their course. Vent. Give vent to your emotions and allow them to run your course. They also say, don't feel bad about feeling that way. Don't feel bad about feeling that way. They also say, don't hold on to anything. Don't hold anything in. Don't hold anything in. Let it out. And sometimes the whole objective is, let it out. All right, now look at what I just described to you. Vent. Let it out. Don't hold on to nothing. Allow it to run its course. Just let it do what it do. All right, now, I want you to think with me for a moment. What if you were on a horse and took the same advice? Don't try to control that horse. Just let that horse just run. Wow, let it get it out of. Don't have a bit in his mouth. Don't have a bridle. Just sit on the horse and let him just go. Let him get it out. Let him vent. How many of you know that would be dangerous to your life? If any of you who are familiar with horses, getting on a horse without a bridle, a bit in the horse's mouth, it's going to be very dangerous. Not having your equipment to be able to turn his head, and you just get up there and let's think the psychologist is talking to the horse. Get it out. Vent. Don't hold none back. Go for it. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You better get off that horse because you're about to die. In other words, you know, there is no control in that horse. There's no control in it.
Now, watch this carefully now. This is so, so very important. So the danger of riding a horse that's out of control is just like not controlling your emotions, which will lead you to serious trouble as well. It's the same thing. If I advise you to just like they advise you to do. Psychologists have basically taught us how to cope, how to blame everyone else for what we feel and act, so we don't have to experience guilt or take responsibility. And so it's all about coping. And so the best the world can offer you is coping skills. Coping skills. This is not about how to cope. This is about how to have authority, master, and control your feelings and your emotions. I'm not saying you're not going to have some negative feelings. I'm telling you, you can control them, that those negative feelings don't have to control you. So something negative happens to us on the outside, then you're obviously going to probably have something to happen to you on the inside, because that's how just things are made. But we've got to have the knowledge that we can control our emotions. Now, I think I've said enough. I think I'll be able to take you through this next part, but I've got to really lay some foundation. Let's go to James 3:3. James 3:3. I think this is really going to help you. Now, the scripture says here, behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Now, let's deal with the anatomy of a horse. Did you know that a horse is led by his head? In other words, if the horse wants to lie down, his head's got to go first before his body can follow. If the horse wants to rise up, his head's got to go first and then his body follows. In fact, if you want to keep a horse that's probably about 2,000 pounds, if you want to keep a horse down, if he lays down, if you want to keep him down, all you got to do is sit on his head. You keep his head down, you control a 2,000-pound horse just by controlling his head. Keep his head down. His body cannot get up because the head has to lead in order for the body to follow. That's how it works. When you get on a horse and, first thing, you get on that horse and you've got the bit in the mouth and you've got the bridle, and so what happens, if the horse wants to get away from you and go ahead, his head is going that way. So you take, for some of you, you seen the cowboy moves with the straps, and you just pull it to the right. What are you doing? You're pulling his head to the right. His body can no longer keep going straight. His head has turned, so he's going to have to turn and maybe go into a little circle until you learn how to balance the thing off. But he's led by his head. And so it was so interesting how James puts this together, and he says, behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. That's awesome to me, man. That's a 2,000 and something pound animal that's controlled by a small bit in his mouth that we can now control his whole body. Glory be to God. So likewise, the word of God is the bit in our mouth. It's the bridle in our mouth. And the word of God, hallelujah, in your mouth, praise the Lord. The word of God in your head, the word of God where your emotions are concerned. If you get the word of God, that bit in your emotions, then you can, it controls your whole life. When you don't have a bit in your emotions or the word of God in your emotions, your emotions will run wild. But you want to control them? Do just like you do that horse. Same thing. And the word of God is that bit. The word of God is that bridle. The word of God, if you can control a horse's head, you can control the entire horse. The same is true with our emotions. Emotions are powerful forces in the natural, but that doesn't mean we have to be at their mercy. God intends for us to control our feelings. It's simply a matter of knowing God's truth from his word and applying them to our lives. God's word is the bit. God's word is the bridle. God's word would be the reins that give us control over our emotions. The bit, the bridle, the reins. It gives us control over our emotions. Oh my God. It gives us control over our emotions. When we live by God's word, faith comes, and faith will override and neutralize any negative emotions, just like the bit, the bridle, and the reins will neutralize any horse that's trying to take you where he wanna go. instead of where you want to go. And your negative emotions are trying to take you where they want to go. And you got to say, oh no, just because you feel like that, we not going there. The word of God, now they got to turn. And the word of God, now they got to obey. Be still and know, he can't move. Word, the emotions can't move because the bit, the bridle, and the reins is the word of God. Amen? So wherever the mind goes, the emotions will follow. Wherever your thinking goes, your emotions will follow. Somebody said, I feel depressed. Well, back up, because you can't feel depressed without thinking something that made you depressed. Whatever your feelings are, they follow what you've been thinking about. You can always deal with your emotions by dealing with what you've been thinking about. You can always deal with what you've been thinking about by dealing with what you're exposing yourself to. So what are you exposing yourself to? That's producing what you're thinking about. What's your mind focused on? Your mind focus is going to determine how you feel. Oh, I'm depressed. You're depressed because there's something in your head that you keep thinking about, that you won't put a bit in, a rein, get the reins on that thing, a bridle on that thing, and neutralize it. It's the word of God. I wish I had a revelatory, sophisticated answer to how to control your emotions. But I am telling you right now, it's God's word. The thing Christian people try to be Christian without his word. How do you try to be Christian without the instructions on how to be a Christian? I said the biggest sin in the body of Christ is trying to be like God without God. And we're still trying to be Christians without his word. There are people who think they can be Christian and live Christian life without the word of God. If your mind is infiltrated with wrong thinking will produce what? Wrong feelings and emotions. And wrong feelings and emotions will produce what? Wrong decisions, wrong actions, wrong habits, wrong character, and a wrong destination. And you did that in church. This whole process is too important to start off wrong. Wrong thinking, wrong feelings, wrong decisions, wrong actions, end up at the wrong place. Right thinking will produce right believing. Wrong thinking will produce wrong believing. And that's what we're trying to handle here. Now, so we can learn to control our emotions, number two, by looking at things differently. How do I look at things differently? Controlling my emotions by looking at things differently. And you got to be open to look at things differently. For example, go to Ephesians chapter 6 and look at verse 12. You know, you may think all this time that, you know, your battle is against that person. And your emotions are all about that person and what that person did and what that person didn't do. And you're spending your time breaking up good relationships because you need to change what you're expecting. Look at this. He says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So that's the first thing we change. We control our emotions because we start looking at things differently. My fight is not against flesh and blood. But my fight is against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So now, watch me look at things differently. Wait a minute. My fight is not against that person. My fight is against spiritual beings. Wow. Now all of a sudden, my emotions are not so out of control where this person is concerned. I just can't stand her. That's not what it is. When you start looking at things differently, you're like, that's not her. She's not the problem. It's those spirits that are influencing her life and stuff like that. So I'm gonna think differently about that, and I'm gonna approach it differently. And now I bring my emotions under control just because I decide to think differently, because I am understanding what the word is really saying. That I'm not fighting against flesh and blood. I'm fighting against principalities and powers and wicked spirits and all those things in heavenly places. So when someone attacks you, you must realize that it is really Satan who is attacking you and not people. And by looking at it differently like that, you take away emotion. So I will submit to you that truth will also, well, it's the same thing. The Word of God and truth will control your emotions. It's truth. But I want to emphasize truth, because what happens when you think you're getting the truth and it's out of context and it's not truth? That's a good way to do it. If you go to church and you got something that was true, but you're more emotional, you might need to see if that was really the truth of the matter. So that was one way. Another way I looked at here is in Proverbs 13 and 10. When you look at this situation of, you know, one angry, you have to figure out, why am I angry? There's only one answer: because you're prideful. You're angry because you're prideful or self-centered. That's a strong statement. How in the world can you stand up there and say that my anger is based in pride and self-centeredness? All right, again, it's not what I said. Look at what the scripture says. Only by pride cometh contention. He says can't come any other way. The only way contention can come is by pride. That's the only way it can come. So you have to look at your anger and your contention as an issue of pride. So if I wasn't so concerned about promoting myself, and if I loved other people more than I love myself, then I wouldn't have such problems with my emotions. What? I'm having problems with my emotions because of pride? You know that's right. If you are a prideful person, and if you are focused on you, and when other people are not focused on you like you'd like for them to be focused on you, you know you're going to start feeling some type of way. So that's another way to deal with negative emotions, is to get yourself out of the center. Self-centeredness is the key to bitterness and anger. Do you know that? When you're bitterly angry, only by pride cometh contention. Only by pride. Somehow or another, you have allowed yourself to get in the center of the circle, and being in the center of the circle is being so dominated by your negative emotions. You're gonna always got a problem with somebody, because you know you're loving yourself more than you love other people. And if you start loving other people more than you love yourself, you will not be so contentious. There's a lot of things that angry people can tell you about themselves. There's a lot of things that self-centered people can tell you about themselves. They might not be angry, but they're self-centered. There's a lot they can tell you about themselves. And most of the time it is, I love me more than I love you. And when you're not loving me the same way, then contention is gonna come. They got a problem with you because you're not treating them the way they wanna be treated. And self-centeredness is always, you know, my business is how you treat me. That's self-centeredness. I am only concerned about how you treat me. And what you're gonna have to do is say, no, my business is not how you treat me. My business is how I treat you. You see how that works? That works in, you know, all of the emotions that come up in a marriage. Most of the time is based in pride. It's based in self-centeredness. And you don't know how hard I work, and you don't know that, and you never this, and you never that. So your emotions are taking you somewhere because you're in the center. You wouldn't even consider that if you wasn't even in the center. That would not even be a conversation or an argument. Let's talk about how you treat me. No, let's talk about how I'm treating you, and what is it that I can do that's better? What is it that I can do to make some adjustments? I've been married, not almost there, but almost going on 40 years. And my wife, just not too long ago, said, is there anything that I need to work on? I'm like, girl, you just turned something on here. That is love. There's no negative emotion that can come like that. The negative emotion comes when you try to move into self-preservation. And you're trying to preserve yourself and not concerned about what somebody else is. It's not hard to stay together and stay married for a long time. You just got to decide, when I find that I'm selfish or in the center, I need to get out, because that's pride, and contention comes only by pride. My emotions are turned on by pride. Most of the time when I'm counseling couples, they always start off with what the spouse is doing. I would really love for one time for somebody to say, okay, let me start off with what I'm doing. That marriage got hope then. But if it got on, you know how it is when people get contentious, it's everybody's problem. You get two different stories. You talk to the wife and it's all him. You talk to him, it's all her. And it just seems like it's impossible to get together. It's not if you get rid of the pride. Don't call it anything else but what it is, pride. Oh, but you don't understand. Watch this. If they would just do right, then I wouldn't feel like this. Ah, your feelings governing you. You're letting what they do determine how you feel, and then how you feel, you won't take authority over it and apply the word to it, and so your feelings are now taking you away from that relationship, and you use the excuse, it's because of what they did. Some of you feeling some kind of way now. They're like, I'm right in the middle of it. The last thing I want, I ain't coming to this church no more because I don't need to be, because I'm not changing. Look at you. You're emotional. You're saying it out of your emotions. Are y'all following what I'm saying? All of these big deals we deal with in relationships, and we're not dealing with the reality of pride is causing your emotions to take authority. And you won't lose your pride. You won't lose your self-centeredness. And self-centeredness is the key, the master key to bitterness. And people who are bitter and intercourse with bitterness will give birth to more sin. You spend so much time being bitter, and then when another person comes around and they are now willing to treat you based on your selfishness, then it's easy to commit adultery when you're intercoursing with bitterness. And then you do it, and then you wake up like, what the heck have I done? Now, you know exactly what you did. You turned the mastery of your life over to your emotions, and they took you to places where you didn't want to be. So what you gonna do? I mean, how many more divorces are you gonna get before you decide maybe it's me that needs to change? But what happens? Fear of being abused, fear of being devalued, fear of being disrespected. And in some cases, you may be being abused and disrespected and devalued. Okay? And I'm not saying in every case, I mean, in some cases you have to make some very important decisions. In some cases, you know, somebody said God hates divorce. He hates abuse too. Yeah, he hates abuse too. Okay? Does everybody understand what I'm saying? But you examine your emotions, you control your emotions. You can make a wise decision to get out of abuse and it not be an emotional decision. You understand what I'm saying? You can make a wise decision to do that. And a lot of probably would have did better if you would have not been in your emotions when you married that booger in the first place, and it wouldn't have been there. But don't be emotional again. Go to God. God, help me to deal with this situation. Tell me what to do. And do it. It's just that simple. Do it. Just make sure yourself is not in the middle, and God will lead you and show you what you need to do and how you need to do it.